Hello world, and welcome to the Treasures Beyond Jewels podcast, an inspirational platform inspired by my mother Angela and was designed to promote health, wholeness, and balance. I'm your host, Tamika Bias, and you are tuned in to episode number 21. Announcements for this week's episode includes PT98 Stories. You guys, if you are not familiar with PT98 Stories, it is simply a platform where I invite women from all over the world to share their breast cancer journey and inspire other ladies all around the world to live life despite this life-threatening disease. This week, I have the pleasure of featuring the one and only Miss Christy. So be sure to subscribe so that as soon as her story goes live on the platform, you will be the first to know. Second announcement is PT98 Boutique. You guys, several weeks ago, I announced the launch of the Pink Treasures 98 Boutique. On there, you will find tons of inspirational merchandise from tote bags, mugs, and t-shirts. And I also have the customized treasure creation gift arrangements, a perfect gift for anyone who has recently been diagnosed with breast cancer, someone who is currently undergoing treatment, or simply for the thriving survivor who is celebrating life. Each arrangement is customized to the recipient, and there are tons of goodies in there, ranging from journals to cozy blankets and socks. And again, if there is anything in particular that you know that the recipient will absolutely love, I am sure to include that as well. So you guys, you can head over to my website, pinktreasures98.com, to place your order for your treasure creation gift baskets. Or again, if you simply want to purchase any of the merchandise, inspirational merchandise that is there as well. For all questions and inquiries, you can DM me via Instagram at Pink Treasures or send me an email, pinktreasures98@yahoo.com. You guys, that completes all of today's announcements for this episode. So let's go ahead and dive right in. I hope that you guys are touched and that you guys are blessed by today's content. Thank you for tuning in. Hello again, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Treasures Beyond Jewels podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, I welcome your listening ears. And if you are a faithful listener, thank you guys so much for your continued support. I want to start by saying Happy New Year. Oh my God, we have arrived. It is a new year. 2020 has taken some people through and it has shown people life, right? And so to finally be just at the top of a new year, so refreshing. And a lot of, I'm just excited. I can't explain it. I'm looking forward to what this year holds. My heart goes out, to those who has been affected in a negative way by 2020. It breaks my heart. You turn on the news and you hear about people losing their jobs and losing their lives, and it is heartbreaking. And so for those whose story is different, you guys, you have to be appreciative. Like, you have to find joy. Don't allow social media and the news and, to take you off course. If you have something to be thankful for, be thankful, because people are really out here suffering. And even for myself, it was a thing where I was just complaining. I don't want to be in the house. I don't want to work out in the house. I don't want to eat. I wake up, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, sleep, da da da. And I was just complaining. And then I had to tell myself, Tamika, shut your face. Like, stop it. You have everything that you need, most of what you want. What is the problem? And that's how I talk to myself, like, seriously. And so I had to really alter and change my mindset. And I really started reflecting back on 2020, and I was like, I've really achieved a lot. I paid off some debt. I jump started or got back on track with my fitness goals and started eating clean and nurturing relationships and making friends, like meaningful friendships. And so I was like, I really have nothing to be ungrateful for. I have to sit, do most of my tasks from home. Thank God I have a home. And so perspective is key. So nevertheless, you guys, happy New Year's. Welcome to the very first episode of the Treasures Beyond Jewels podcast of 2021. Quick question. How many of you have written out your goals for this year? All right. So if your response to that is no, this is the perfect episode for you. And if your response is yes, still, this is the episode for you. I hope that you guys can just take away something from today's recording and the content that I am going to provide you with towards goals. I entitled this episode Goals, 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 because that is what it's all about. I will say that, of course, the new year, we kicked it off on Friday. And so I just really took some time just to reflect, you know, like I was like, let me just reflect, take it all in, rest. Like I had a pajama day and I did nothing. And then I woke up feeling very refreshed like that yesterday. And I, you know, just sat down and I poured my heart out, because at first I was like, I ain't gonna write my goals out. I gotta do it every year. And then something said to Mika, if you don't write your goals out, you're going to regret that. Like you have to be intentional about what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. And besides, that's just who I am. Like I write everything down. And so it's tradition for me at the top of the year to write out what I want to achieve. And then I will say that some of it was a little bit of fear, because I was like, do I really want to do this? You know, like if it doesn't become my reality, like it might be a disappointment. And I was like, girl, stop playing, write your goals out and keep it moving. So I wanted to start by just identifying the meaning of a goal. And then I want to go into the purpose of a goal, and then remaining focused with your goals. And then last but not least, I wanted to share what my goals are for this year. I hope that this sets the platform, or, you know, sets the tone for you guys to also really dig deep into why you are pursuing some of the goals that you are seeking to fulfill. So first and foremost, a goal is just simply an idea of the future or desired result that a person or a group of people envision, plan, and commit to achieving. People endeavor to reach goals within a set finite time by setting deadlines. Me personally, every time I write a goal, I make sure I have a deadline attached to it. Otherwise, I would just be out here in la la land and 3 months, 6 months, 9 months go by and I'm just chilling. And so I know to put just a little bit of fire under my behind, I have to put a deadline to it. So even if it's, and also too, in that I'm becoming more realistic. So you know how we live in a microwave world where we want everything to happen like that, right? Like we want to set the goal today and achieve it tomorrow. And for some of us, we want to set the goal today and then achieve it within an hour. And it's like, no, like be realistic about the goals that you set for yourself. You know, you don't want to set yourself up for failure, or you don't want to set yourself up for disappointment. So be realistic. And so in setting those deadlines, again, depending upon what the goal is, I usually give myself 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Again, it's solely based on what the actual goal is. As we take in what the definition of a goal is, we then identify what the purpose of a goal is. And so I have here 4 focuses of the purpose of a goal. And so number one is that goals help to guide your focus and helps you to sustain that fulfilled life. I think that when we have set those expectations for ourselves, it helps you to remain focused. So when you put it on paper and you're looking at it, it's like, and even for me, I have sticky notes everywhere. You hear me? Like in my bathroom, like I have the goal right in front of me. So while I'm brushing my teeth in the morning, it's looking me right in my face. While I am applying my makeup, it's right in front of me. So it's like a constant reminder each day. So don't just put it on paper and then walk away from it, or slap it in your journal and then you don't revisit it. But, you know, of course, within my journal, it's more detailed and more defined. You know, my plan of action and the steps that I'm going to take to achieve the goal. But then, like I said, just having that visual every day, I have stickies plastered all over my mirror. And I'm happy that my space is, like, I don't share my bathroom space with anyone, because they'll be like, girl, like, you doing the most. But for me, it just helps, you know, to have that, those words of affirmation in front of me, and like having the goals beside it, and each day encouraging myself and measuring where I am. Purpose of a goal, number two, is to assist with aligning your focus and promoting a sense of self-mastery. There is no greater feeling than to put a goal on paper and you follow through with your plan of action. And as we all know, you'll have unexpected events to occur along the way. And we even pause, you know, during that journey of achieving that goal. You know, you may pause or you may take a break. But nevertheless, when you reach the end and you have achieved that goal, it's no greater sense of like, or feeling of like self-mastery, like I mastered this. And even along the way too, it's like within that plan of action and with each step that you complete, it's like it's just a feeling that you can't describe. Like, yeah, I did that. Like, yeah, I did that. Like, you mastered it. And like, it takes great discipline to master yourself, especially when you're trying to reverse a bad habit, or reverse, you know, or shake up your routine, right? And so being able to master yourself and focus on achieving this goal, it is just so rewarding. Number three is that setting goals helps to trigger new behaviors. When we set goals for ourselves, ultimately it's going to require some type of change, resulting in a new behavior. I always use the example of food, or, you know, working out, because that's something that we can pretty much all relate to. Like, that's something that, oh, excuse me, y'all, I gotta stretch out here. Sorry. Okay, so it's always going to require that we change our behavior. So again, going back to the example with food, if you say, I want to eat more healthy, ultimately that is going to cause you to, or require that you look at food differently. So now you're not just eating food from an emotional fulfillment or for the taste, but you're eating it for the nutrients, right? You're eating it to fuel your body. You're eating it for just overall health, you know, better skin, more energy, you know, even internally, you know, it's like you're fighting off illnesses. So it requires you to really be focused on your behavior. And ultimately, that can trigger into how you present food or how you discuss food with your loved ones or your friends or your relatives. Again, no matter how you put it, it's going to require that you make some type of change in the way you behave. So it's going to, again, require a new way of thinking, and ultimately that results in new behaviors. Last but not least, the final point here for the purpose of a goal is you can't manage what you don't measure, and you can't improve upon something that you don't properly manage. So it's like when you write your goal down, you want to have a way of measuring that goal, right? So when you write your goal and you have your plan of action, when you're 3 months in to this goal and working towards it, you want to be able to reflect and measure, like, hey, did I achieve that? Did I, how am I doing? You know, but if you just kind of write it down and da 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 da, you don't really, you're not keeping track. You know what? A better example, I got a perfect one. Whenever you start off with a weight loss goal, right? What is the first thing you do? you take your measurements. So you weigh your body. You use a measuring tape, and you're measuring your arms and your waist and your hip size, your neck, like you're measuring everything. And so you start off your journey, you're working out, you're eating healthy, and then a month in, you measure yourself again, right? So the same concept when it comes to a goal. You evaluate where you are. You create a plan of action of how you're going to get there. And along the way, every 30 days, again, this can be depending upon what type of goal it is, but every whatever that time frame is, you're going to measure how far you have come with that goal. But again, you can't make improvements with something that you don't properly manage. So if you make this goal and then it's something you're supposed to achieve within a month, or something that you can achieve within a month, but then 6 months in, you just kind of go back and like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh yeah, let me, you know, you're looking at your list and you're like, okay, whatever. You're not properly managing it. So you have to take full responsibility for yourself and properly manage the goals that you list for yourself. You guys, one thing that for me that is very challenging is remaining focused. I think for all of us, we can say that we write our goals out, we're excited in the beginning, and then somewhere along the line, we get distracted. But you have to have a way that you remain focused. And so I have three ways that you can remain focused. Number one is to have accountability. I'm big on accountability because I am that girl. I am that person that start off strong and then the next day I don't care. And I'm just being honest. I mean, even with Pink Treasures, you know, I have my moments where I'm like, woo, I'm ready to go. I'm about to write out all of these blog posts and I'm going to record 10 podcasts, and then the next day I wake up and I'll be like, I was just playing. I think I'm just gonna do one podcast and I'll try and get a blog post in, but I don't make no promises. Mm-mm. But when you have someone that can give you a phone call and say, yo, what's up, you know, did you get that you did what you told me, you did you do what you say you were going to do when we were on the phone yesterday? And you have to have individuals to hold you accountable. And quick story, this was actually something that I prayed for. I was like, God, I need people who are going to hold me accountable. And one of my former colleagues at a retail store that I was working at locally had reached out to me, and we were discussing business. And then from there, it's like we've become friends, and we've also kind of created our own mastermind group, so to speak. And so we hold each other accountable, and like we have set dates to meet and to check in. And I'm so excited because the group, they are serious. And I mean, they are rocking it out. Like one of the ladies, and I don't want to say their names because I just want to make sure I'm being respectful, but I'm pretty sure at some point, like, you know, I'll share more details just about them. But just out of respect, one of the young ladies was like, I'm going to do a live. And y'all, my nerve cannot take lives. Like, I just don't know what it is. Just the see the button pop up on my Instagram, like, go live. And, you know, the question mark. I'm like, no, I'm going live. No. But she shared with the group, like, I'm going to go live on New Year's Eve. And she did it. And that was so motivating to me. And I was like, you know what? I'm about to get put in some work. I'm about to get this done. And so that meant so much to me. She doesn't know how much she motivated me to really go harder with my goals and my dreams and just what I want to pursue more so, like I said, in business. And so again, me praying for a circle of friends who would hold me accountable in the area of business when it happened, I was like, thank you, God. You know, like, I didn't want to start another year off with all of these, you know, dreams and goals, and then January 10th, I'm like, I'm over it. And so again, number one, you guys, I get excited. Y'all know I get excited. I start stuttering. Number one is to have accountability. whatever that looks like for you. And what I absolutely love about accountability is you can have different groups of people for different things in your life, because you may have a friend who is very knowledgeable about finances, whereas another friend is knowledgeable about healthy eating or working out. So like I said, for me, I've created groups of friends, or I have identified a friend within a particular area that can help me and hold me accountable with certain things. So again, finances, health, business, spiritual, even like my, you know, spiritual, like my devotions each morning, you know, spending that personal time with God. Like I have a friend that's like, did you do your devotional? And I'm like, I'm not your business. Don't be checking for me. But I need that. Like I need someone who is going to remind me of what I said that I was going to do, despite my emotions. Number two is to celebrate small wins as you navigate towards your goal. I think that we are oftentimes so focused on the end result or the ending goal that we don't celebrate ourselves along the way. And even if it's something small, so if you say that you are going to purchase a car, if you set aside time to work on your credit, you know, throughout that journey of, you know, getting your vehicle, getting your new vehicle, if your credit score shoots up 5 points, celebrate that, you know. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, people think, oh, it has, when you think celebrate, you think big. So it's like, oh, I have to spend money and go out to eat or go shopping or buy something. No, it can be something as simple as, you know what, I'm going to take a self-care day and just relax my mind, have me a pajama day. I'm going to invest in, I don't know, have some cozy socks, or, you know, something that you know, I'm going to go have me a nice hot coffee, $2 coffee at Starbucks, you know, or I'm going to go out for some fresh air and just do some alone time. It doesn't necessarily have to always be something over the top, you know. And I think too, again, going back to the accountability, having people who can celebrate with you and who can encourage you is important. So celebrate yourself. Again, it doesn't have to be $1 million or a 7-day vacation away. No, it can just be you simply saying, you know what, I'm gonna take a whole day and just watch movies, have my little popcorn, my little wine, whatever it may be. Celebrate yourself, because it's so refreshing, you know, to acknowledge that you're making strides towards your goals. And then last but not least, underneath remaining focus, is enjoying the journey. One thing that I know for a fact about people is we love a good story. And so when people post, have you ever seen on social media where somebody may post, I just closed on my dream home, or you know, the love of my life proposed to me, you know, getting married, you know, it's those wins or those big things that people post. And you'll see in the comment section, somebody be like, how did you do it? Like, we see that you have accomplished this goal, but we want to know, what was the process? What was the steps? How did you do it? You know, and that's what I love about PT98 Stories. I love reaching out to ladies and sharing and inviting them to share their journey with the world, because they're posting their pictures of survival and they're like, you know, they're topless, or they just look so confident and so lively, and they're sharing the end result. And a lot of times, and even in the caption, they may have, you know, I endured blah, blah, blah treatment, this, and this. But people want to know, okay, what are the details? You know, like, tell us, how did you cope with losing your hair? What type of treatment did you receive? How long did you do your treatments? Were you local? Did you work? Were you sick? You know, they want to know the details of the journey. So it's important that we not, you know, through everything that occurs in the journey, even the low moments of the journey, document that. share that, because people want real. That's people want genuine stories. You know, it's like you come out on top or you come out on the other side, but people are like, okay, tell me more. Like, how did you do it? How did you survive? Like, how did you remain mentally and emotionally and spiritually strong during this journey? And so when you, and even now, like if you look back on the journey, you'd be like, whoo, I don't know how I made it through that. Like, that's what people want to know. Share that, but enjoy it. So don't always view the low moments as torture, so to speak. But I also say too that even in those moments, that's God's way of making you that much more dependent on Him. And we find God and we connect with God. Our strength is renewed through God during those low moments. So yeah, enjoy the journey and share it. Be transparent, share it, because that's what ultimately people want to know. I wanted to just close out today's episode with some of my personal goals for this year. Number one for me, first and foremost, is to fall in love with myself and my life. I know that in doing this, everything else will fall into its proper place, meaning I will be more consistent, I will be more patient, I will have more self-awareness. I think that if you really think about those times where you met somebody you're interested in, like on a romantic level, and how much you want to know about them. It's like, oh, tell me all about you. Like, what's your favorite color? What is your favorite food? Do you like to travel? You know, it's like you want to know everything about this person. Like, you're just into it. And so I was thinking, like, if I take that same energy and time and put it into myself, think how much further along I'd be. Think how much more I could have or can accomplish, right? And it's like if we invest that same time and energy into ourselves, like everything else just falls into place. Like I want to be so just happy and rooted in who I am and my purpose in life, that people on the outside just see that light and they're like, oh, what is it about her? Like, what? I want to get to know you, girl, so I can, you know, just help me to live my life to the fullest. And again, this isn't necessarily in, you know, a romantic way, but just like, you ever see people like in the grocery store and they're just full of life and they're just happy? It's just a glow about them. And that's how I want to be. Like, I want to have like that glow because, you know, it's like, I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, you know, despite how I think my life should appear right now. I know that my life is ordained by God. Like every step and everything that I do is ordained by God. He knows my beginning from my end. And so therefore, it's like, I just want to be okay with Tamika and know that I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Like I said, I just know that everything from there will be in its proper place. My second goal is to continue to grow Pink Treasures 98. Listen, me and Pink Treasures have it out like at least once a week. I kid you not, but I am learning to love and embrace my personal brand because I know that it has purpose, right? Like, I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing at this moment. And even though I go through my phases of just giving up and not caring, you know, it keeps me focused. And quick story, actually, in terms of keeping me focused, I have some shirts, some branded t-shirts, and one of them is My Mama Hustled Too Hard for Me to Be Average. Every time I wear this sweatshirt, like, people are like, oh, I like your shirt. Oh, I like that. And I am the person who is in public. Like, I'll be in public and, you know, somebody looking at you, you'd be like, what you looking at? Like, why are you looking at me? You know, you're trying to figure out like what? And then I'll think about like, girl, you got the t-shirt on. I'm sorry. You got the sweatshirt on with the writing on the front. Like, people are looking at that. And you know what, guys? It has ultimately kept me in a space of behaving because I don't want it to be a thing where, you know, my mama hustled too hard for me to be average, but then I'm out in these streets acting up like, what you looking at? And, you know, in the store cutting up. So my Pink Treasures has, it keeps me rooted, you know, it keeps me rooted. It keeps me creative. It keeps me just, you know, looking forward to what's to come next. I'm still working on so many things. Some days I feel so overwhelmed because it's like I'm doing the marketing, the accounting, the coming up with the content. And I'm like, God, I do need help. I cannot wait until I'm to the point where I can actually pay people to help me. You know, like that's how big my vision is and just overall view for the brand. So, nevertheless, like I said, Pink Treasures is my baby. I'm not going to give up on it. I have to keep going because I know that it's bigger than me. And I just know that even though my mom is not here physically, her spirit is with me. You know, she is my guardian angel. And so I am doing this for other people, you know, to help other people in what way. And to be honest, I don't know all of the details. All I know is I'm just taking steps of faith and I'm just trusting the process that every time I make a connection with somebody that I'm walking in the right direction. So I've stopped trying to figure it all out. I stopped trying to aim for perfection and just know and trust that Pink Treasures is going to bloom. It's going to blossom. I have that faith to know and to believe. Number three is to become more knowledgeable of wealth. I think a lot of times we pray for money, 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 but I'm like, no, I want to pursue wealth because wealth sets up for generations, right? I don't want it to just be like this quick dollar thing where it's like, oh, you know, I need. And we live in a microwave world where we do something, you know, we invest $5 and we want $500, you know, overnight. And that's not how it works. Like it takes time, to build, wealth and to build bigger than ourselves. And so I don't want it to just be a thing where it's all money driven. And don't get me wrong, God, cause God has a sense of humor. I need finances. I need money to live, to eat, to be comfortable. But again, in achieving those financial goals, like wealth is the root of it, right? I just want to become more knowledgeable about how to gain and build wealth. And last but not least, is to give more. They say it is better to give than to receive, and I definitely agree with that. In our day-to-day, we live in a world, again, where it's like me, 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 my. It's all about, you know, my world. And, you know, again, that is a level of where your thinking should be to be focused on you. But I think that the more we give, ultimately, is the more we are fulfilled, right? The more we feel just happy on the inside, you know, knowing that you're giving to somebody else. And it doesn't necessarily have to always be in the presentation of money. It can be knowledge. It can be support. It can be simply you tagging someone on social media, but to give recognition to somebody for their hard work, to give encouragement, pay it forward. You know, if you're in the Starbucks line, you ask what the balance is for the person behind you. If you can afford it, $2, $3, $20. If you can afford that order, pay for it. You know, pay it forward. Love up on people. You never know what people are going through. You never know if that person is like on their last, like literally their last leg. And it's like, if one more thing happened, I'm going off. Like I've had it up to here. So be gentle with people. Be patient with people. Give. And like I said, just overall, you know, strive to be a better person. You guys, that concludes today's episode. I know that was a mouthful. I did want to do a quick, very quick recap. Again, the purpose of a goal is just to help guide your focus and helps you to sustain that fulfilled life. It helps you to align your focus It also helps to trigger new behaviors. And bottom line, if you can't manage what you don't measure, you can't improve upon something that you don't properly manage. Remaining focused with your goals is having the accountability. Ways to remain focused with your goal is to have the accountability, celebrate your small wins, and enjoy the journey. And you guys, it is my ultimate hope and heart's desire that you can take something away from today's episode and apply it to your life. If you have not written those goals out, go ahead now, get the writing, write the vision, make it plain. If you have written your goals out and you're ready to go, I just giving that encouragement, sending you good vibes, hugs, and love that you can and you will accomplish all that you set out to do. That 2021 is going to be an amazing year for you guys, including myself. If you wish to connect with me beyond the podcast, you can reach out to me via Instagram or Facebook at PinkTreasures98. Or simply email me at pinktreasures98@yahoo.com. You guys go forward. Have an amazing week, an amazing year. And until next time, you guys, you be blessed. Hello and welcome to the Treasures Beyond Jewels podcast, an inspirational platform inspired by my mother Angela and was designed to promote health, wholeness, and balance. My name is Tamika and you are tuned in to episode number 22.